Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood boundary guru. Welcome back to another episode of Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. You know that feeling when you're just going about your day, minding your own business, and then bam, those pesky negative thoughts creep in? The kind that make you question everything, drag you down, and leave you feeling less than stellar? Yep, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling something super important, letting go of that negative self-talk and cultivating some serious positivity. Because let's face it, the world throws enough negativity our way. We don't need to be adding fuel to the fire with our own inner critic, right? This isn't just about feeling good. Strong mental resilience and positive self-talk are seriously important for setting healthy boundaries and protecting your peace. Here's the deal. First, awareness is key. You gotta catch those negative thoughts before they take over. Start paying attention to your inner dialogue. When you hear yourself saying things like, "I'm not good enough," "I always mess things up," or "This is too hard," slam on those mental brakes. Recognize it for what it is, a thought, not a fact. Just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. Ever had that feeling of imposter syndrome? Like you're just waiting to be found out? It's that little voice whispering doubts and insecurities in your ear. Second, challenge those thoughts. Don't let them slide by unchecked. Ask yourself, is there any evidence to support this thought? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? Chances are, you'd be more compassionate and encouraging than that inner critic. Third, reframe those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Think of it like a mental workout. Swapping out negativity for positivity strengthens your mind. Instead of, "I can't do this," try, "This might be challenging, but I'm willing to give it my best shot." Instead of, "I'm not good enough," say, "I am capable and worthy." Fourth, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Be kind to yourself, forgive your imperfections, and keep moving forward. Think about it like this. You wouldn't beat yourself up for tripping over your own feet, right? Same goes for those mental stumbles. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences. The people we spend time with can have a huge impact on our mindset. Choose to be around folks who lift you up, encourage your growth, and celebrate your wins, big or small. Ever felt like you're stuck in a loop of negative self-talk? Maybe you've been working on a project that feels overwhelming, or maybe you're dealing with some challenging relationships. Whatever it is, those negative thoughts can really snowball, making everything feel more difficult than it needs to be. Picture this. You're gearing up for an important presentation at work. You know the material inside and out, but those pesky doubts start creeping in. What if I forget my words? What if people think I'm not qualified? Suddenly, you're feeling anxious, your heart is racing, and your confidence is dwindling. Sound familiar? This is a classic example of how negative self-talk can sabotage even our best intentions. But here's the good news. You have the power to break free from that cycle. By practicing mindfulness, challenging those thoughts, and reframing them into positive affirmations, you can shift your mindset and show up with confidence. Imagine instead of feeling overwhelmed by doubt, you're focusing on your strengths, visualizing success, and feeling empowered to share your valuable insights. That's the magic of cultivating positivity. So, remember this, your thoughts shape your reality. Choose to focus on the good, challenge the negative, and believe in your ability to achieve amazing things. You've got this. Let's recap, everyone. We talked about how recognizing those negative thoughts is the first step. It's like catching a wave before it crashes over you. Then, we learn to challenge those thoughts with evidence and compassion, replacing them with positive affirmations. Think of your mind as a garden. Weed out the negativity and plant seeds of positivity. And remember, this isn't a one-time fix. It's an ongoing practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep cultivating that inner strength. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one negative thought you're ready to challenge today? Share it in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's build a community of positivity together. And don't forget to subscribe to Healthy Boundaries. Protect your peace for more insightful tips and inspiring conversations every single day. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.